You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Got a couple seconds before we're out here. Matt, I want to ask you about something.
Sure.
Because it struck me, John DeFilippo went out of his way to take all of the blame off of the players and on himself. What do players think of that?
That's fine. Players don't mind it. You know,
they like it, right?
They don't mind it. They like it, so it takes the spotlight off of them as a player. But I'll tell you this. So listen.
There it is. Did you see that?
It's only going to go so far with the local media. It's only going to go so far with analysts, both locally and nationally. And it's only going to go so far with the fans before, when they tune into this radio show or they read some of the transcripts or videos that are out there, that if players don't start accepting responsibility for what they're doing or their part in some of these losses, there are going to be some empty seats at the stadium. Because you can only put so much on yourself. And we heard both coordinators do it today that it's on me.
Both of them did.
Yeah, come on.
Cam from Canada wonders if this – he said, if these guys don't want to run through the wall, if these guys don't die trying to pay back Flip after he fell on his own sword, we have an awful collection of human beings. Cam, strong statement. All right, tomorrow the kid will be in the house as we wrap up the week here
back
on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, myself and the great Ken Carman with the Mike Pettine Show and, of course, the Mike Pettine TV Show. That's at 7:30 on News Channel 5 WEWS with yours truly, the head coach and big play gear. For Dave DiNatale, for Stan the Band, for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys and go Browns.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.